Thank you for holding. Is this Darius?
Yes.
Hey, Darius. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Flash. How you doing this morning?
All right. How about
so far, so good. It's still really early here. We're in Orange County in Southern California, so it's a little early for you, too, I assume. I understand that you were having a brief conversation with my representative, Tara, and she asked me to jump on the line to apply a new in-business credit because your company's only about 2 months in, she said. But did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how any of this works, how we could help?
How would it help boost? I guess if I get more clientele, how would it help doing that? Because I know she's saying something about keywords, so if they type in, they need their cabinet installed, like would I pop up first, or how would it?
Yeah, so when you do the search for cabinet installation, there's a map that pops up on the screen on any search results page, really, for any keyword on Google, and then there's going to be three top recommended options for that service that you're looking for. That's where you'll be listed. So you'll be one of those top recommended options there for the Richland and surrounding areas. So basically it's for up to a 50-mile radius from your address. Google will send a PIN verification letter to you in the mail just to verify your center location, and then they draw up that radius.
Oh, okay. I guess my final question, how much would it be? Is it monthly or is it annually? How much?
It would be month to month starting out. You don't have to sign any kind of long-term contract or anything like that. And then, I don't know if she mentioned, it's not pay per lead or click or call. You know, we just put you up there. The people can call you directly off that first page. So you don't have any extra charges, outside of just the regular monthly cost. With the discounts, I was able to pull it up. Let me see. Actually, I need to waive your setup fee too. Let me get you an exact number. Let me just waive this. You don't have your own website? Or you do?
Yes, I have my own website.
Yes. Okay, I found it actually. AdventTradesman.com? The Advent Tradesman.
Yep.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, so Craftsman Cabinets and Floor Covering is a cabinet store. For some reason, they're listed for cabinet installation. They're on a platinum package. But you already have your own site. So, I mean, I could do it for $199 on a month-to-month basis if we use the website that you already have.
You said it's supposed to... So, I'm trying to get, it's supposed to put... Whenever they type in keywords, whatever service they may need, I will pop up first.
Right. So, you get 15 different... keywords that we'd list you for at a time. So cabinet installation would just be one of them.
Okay. Yeah, because one ain't not spicy.
Not really. I mean, obviously, when you're first getting into it, it might seem like it, but with the clients that it brings in, it offsets itself. That's why these guys are coming back each month. You know, not obviously, they're not just breaking even. You know, nobody gets in the business just to break even. But the system that you're using now, the Home Advisor by Angie's List, they're like four slots down underneath these local guys. So it's like they put themselves on Google just to get those leads that they resell to you. If we list you independently, you know, people are seeing your business, your phone number, calling you directly. You're not paying per lead. So it'd actually be more cost efficient, get your business more exposure, have yourself branded on Google, and you'd be getting live leads calling you directly rather than something that you have to call back and three or four other guys have probably paid for that lead as well.
Okay. Then you were saying it's not a contract or anything?
No, it's month to month. So everybody that's up there is coming back at their own will. They don't have to.
Okay. I'll try for a couple of months and see how it works.
Yeah, you'll love it. I mean, if you could do anything with what you're using now, then, you know, you'll do great with this. So I have to verify your Google business profile, and then they're going to send you that PIN verification letter in the mail that I mentioned. What's the business street address that I could send that to?
It should be, let me see. 3019 Duport Tail. One word. Duportail Street.
Okay, I found it. Richmond, Washington, 99352. Is there a suite or apartment number, it says?
Yeah, 224.
Okay. Update. Okay, and then you have the option to hide this address since it's coming back as a residence.
Yeah.
You want to hide it? Okay. So just so you know, when you see your listing, it'll still say the Advent Tradesman, obviously, and then it'll have Richland, Washington, 99352, the phone number, and then obviously the link to the website. You just won't have, like, the street address, and I'll deactivate the turn-by-turn directions.
Okay.
All right. Update. And then I obviously do have to ask this question. It's kind of a dumb question, but you're comfortable with your website being attached to your Google Business profile as it sits, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Just got to get your permission. I can't just do anything without getting your consent first. And then what's your last name, Darius?
Whiteside, Whiteside.
Okay. And are you the sole owner or do you have a partner?
Sole owner.
Okay. And then I'm going to send you everything in writing because of the discounted pricing structure. I'll also send you an invoice receipt. This is considered a business expense, so you'll actually be able to write it off here in January. What's your business email address?
AdventTraceman@mail.com.
At what mail, I'm sorry?
Just @mail.com.
Oh, @mail. Okay. And there's no the in front of it? It's just
no.
Advent Tradesman? Okay. @mail.com?
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
let me go and update. Oh, yeah. It came back as valid. All right. Perfect. And then how would you like the hours of operation for your business listed?
I try to do like 24 hours. It's not,
okay.
I guess this is happening now. We'll call in the afternoon, and I just schedule it for the next day.
Okay. Yeah, I could list it as open availability. That way they could call anytime. You'll always have the little green icon saying that you're open, and then you could hash it out with them from there. And then can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yes.
Okay. Submit. All right. So I got the business profile created. They say it's going to take 5 to 7 business days in order for you to receive your Google PIN. That's pretty standard, though. I mean, they say that for guys all the way in Florida. I'm assuming because they're going to send it from the San Francisco Google headquarters that it'll probably get to you a little quicker than that. But there is a 5-digit number on the back of it that we're going to need from you. So when you receive that postcard, just kind of be mindful of that. You could text it to me. You could call in with it. You could email it to me as long as we get that 5-digit code as soon as possible. So I'm actually going to send you a text message with my direct number and extension. I'll be your account lead. So when that PIN comes in, you can communicate with me. There's also an account management team that's going to help with fulfillment. And we have a 24/7 customer service department available to you at the same number. You just hit extension 1.
Okay.
All right. And then, okay, so I got the profile set up. Did you get that text that I sent over with my number?
Yes.
Okay. There is a client interview. Client interview is where they do a lot of the fine-tuning. So we'll have recommended keywords for you for your top 15, but you have final say on what you're listed for. They'll go over the service area with you as well in case there's, like, areas of the town you don't want to go to or you want to put a point of emphasis on certain areas. And then, you know, just pick your brain, make sure we're representing you properly. So usually about a 30-minute conversation, kind of like a questionnaire, but we asked for an hour window to complete it. What does your schedule look like today?
I should be free around 8. Let's say 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock? Ooh, okay, yep. That's like the 1 hour that's like packed. How about, are you available between 3 and 4 or 1 and 2?
I can do 3 and 4.
3 and 4? Okay. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your email, and then I'm also going to have it send you an automated text message 1 hour prior to the appointment, just as a reminder. if anything pops up or changes, just let me know at that time, and then I could always reschedule it. But I do want to try to get it knocked out as soon as possible. The quicker we can get you up and running, the quicker we can make you some money.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to send that to you now. Okay, perfect. Actually, I want to confirm that, too, to make sure that your email's coming through, because that's where we're going to send your invoice receipt and the outline of the agreement in writing. So let me know when you get this. It's going to come across as like an email notification on your phone. You don't have any kind of photo on your email? It's just blank?
No. Just blank.
Okay.
I think that's it. Yeah, I got the invitation.
Okay, perfect. All right. And then the last thing we have to do is secure the first month's payment of the $199. In terms of securing your first month's payment, how did you want to do that, Darius?
I do credit card.
Okay. Is it going to be under your name, the business name, or both?
Under my name.
Okay. So Darius Whiteside. Is there any middle initial on the card?
No.
Okay. And is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending your Google PIN verification letter to?
No.
Okay. So what's the billing address for this card?
Let's see. P.O. Box 843.
P.O. Box 843. Okay.
Yep. Richland, Washington.
And Richland. Okay, is it the same zip code, 99352?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
5425.
5425.
3950.
3950.
7205.
7205. 5692. 5692. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0627.
06 is 27. And then there's a small 3-digit code on the back.
612.
Okay. And then I'm going to walk you through a brief voice verification just as an added form of protection for you. This is going to outline the service agreement, and we'll send this to you in writing with your invoice receipt. As I'm walking you through it, if there's anything that I say that you don't understand or you don't agree with, just stop me. I could always rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize any kind of transaction with your business today. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and is also an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
The Admin Tracer.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Darius Whiteside, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided today?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring Local Splash as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertising while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. So we know what you're currently doing. It's just saying, like, after today, if you're going to add something, just double check that you're not duplicating any of the listings or paying for something that we're already providing for you. Okay?
Okay.
And then it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do always recommend that you try it for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it is month to month. You are not binded to any kind of contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is November 30th of 2022. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $199 for our pro package. I've locked in this discounted rate. So your new in business credit, it's actually going to stay 199. It's not going to go back up on you. It'll actually never change unless you call in and say you want to cover like more than the 50 miles. But obviously you're going to want to hire some people before we cross that bridge. But it says, when the term is completed, the agreement will automatically renew each month on the 30th day in the discounted price of $199. If there are not 30 days that month, for example, February is coming up, it'll roll over to the first day, and then it'll continue to renew on the first day of each month moving forward from there. It says, you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time. There are no cancellation fees nor penalties. If you do decide to discontinue, we just want you to let us know before the next billing is due so that way we can stop your billing cycle. And then it asks, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Okay, yes.
All right. So I'm going to process your first month's payment. When this clears, you're going to get a welcome text message. The text message will be loaded with information about what to expect as a new local Splash client. It'll have the username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system. And it'll also have an outline of the agreement in writing, which you have to sign off on the bottom of that. Okay. So I just want to confirm you get that text, and then I'll let you get back to what you're doing until this afternoon, okay?
Okay.
All right. It sounds like you're out and about, so that's why I was trying to speed it up.
I know, you're good.
Oh, okay. So also, while we're waiting for that to come through, there is a security question on your account. So if you get contacted by one of our employees here, I want to make sure that you can verify that you're talking to the right people, and it's not another marketing agency. Also, if you get contacted by a company asking you for information, you want to verify the security question to confirm it's us. So you can use three things as your security question. It could be your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one works best for you?
It's the city I was born in.
Okay. And what city were you born in, Darius?
Houston.
Okay. All right. A ways away from home, huh?
Yeah. Well, I like it up here. It's definitely different.
Yeah, you gotta like the rain. If you're going from Houston to Richland, Washington just gets a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Downpour, yeah. It's a big difference.
Well, Houston, it rains a lot, but it floods within the 5 minutes, so.
I remember that. Was that last year they had that really bad flooding, or was it 2 years ago?
It's probably every year, but
yeah.
Maybe last year might have been real bad. But every year it floods.
Yeah, I wasn't really aware of that. My dad stays in San Antonio, actually, so the only time I go to Texas is for that. But I'm a Southern California native, and our company's down here in Newport Beach in Orange County. Have you ever came down to Southern California before?
I haven't been to Southern California. I've been to San Francisco,
LA?
Sacramento.
Okay.
No,
the Bay Area.
I've been Northern California.
Yeah. The Bay Area is really nice, but Southern California is definitely something to see. If you're ever down here, we're going to be working together. I'm your account lead, so, we'll get familiar with each other, and if you're ever down here, we could always catch up.
Okay.
I like doing that. I've been here 10 years, so a lot of times I have relationships with guys where I'm helping them make a bunch of money for a year or two, and then I finally don't meet them until we're already a year or two deep into their campaigns. But I like doing that as much as possible.
So how do you guys find people? How'd you find me?
Yeah, so we're a Google partner. We're actually the highest rated Google partner in the industry. If you Google us, we're actually right across the street from Google. So they decide who qualifies, really. They create a qualified candidates list. So they'll go online, they'll look at length of time of business, any reviews, any current online marketing strategies you're using. But obviously they only go do that once a position opens up in a specific industry or area. So you had to fall within the industry and area that they were looking to fill a spot. And then they do that kind of background screening. They create a list of business owners that'll qualify. And then they send that to my reps, like Tara that you were speaking with in the beginning of the call.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
And then they'll. It's an honor to be chosen.
Yeah, I mean, we can't just throw anybody up there, you know? You got to remember, Google's basically recommending you to the community, but that's also why we like to do it month to month, because it, you know, even though things look good online, if you start doing really bad and start getting a bunch of bad reviews, we could also tell you, like, hey, you know, keep your money, we're going to go a different route next month, you know?
Oh, okay, gotcha.
You get what I'm saying? Because
everybody. Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
So it helps everybody. It helps the customer.
Consumer.
Helps the business owners.
Yeah, yeah, you got to think how much people trust Google, you know? I mean, if you're doing the search. So there's obviously a whole strategy behind that, and that's why Google's became the most dominant search engine over things like Bing and Yahoo, is that we do a lot of homework, and people usually find what they're looking for right away when they go to that platform. It makes their life easier, you know?
Yep.
Yep. So, you should have that welcome text message from us. Did you get that?
Yes.
Okay. So there is a link in there. It'll say, like, please click here to accept the subscription terms. When you get a chance or as soon as possible, sign off on that. You know, it's going to have outline of everything in black and white that we're doing for you. It'll have the billing date, cancellation policy, the discounted pricing structure. There's a box you have to check just to authorize that this is you and make sure it's not somebody else pretending to be you or using your card. And then, of course, your first and last name, you'll sign off on it. And then you'll keep that hard copy, and we'll keep that hard copy. That way, moving forward, for as long as you're with us, you have that pricing structure set in stone.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. Yep, and then that concludes the initial setup process. So obviously, thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, like I said, there's 24/7 customer service. I also gave you my direct number and extension. Couple things I just want you to keep in mind. Obviously, the client interview this afternoon between 3 and 4. The PIN verification letter is being sent out. Like I said, usually takes 5 to 7 days. Might get there quicker. When you get that, need the 5-digit number on the back of it. And that's basically the gist of it until we have everything up and running, and then I'll kind of be checking in on you from time to time to make sure everything's going smooth.
Okay.
All right, Darius, well, you have a great day, and then I'll circle back with you at 3 o'clock to introduce you to your client interview technician.
All right, thank you. You too. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.